You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today, we're talking about this. Yep, you got it. That four-letter word starts with S, ends with hit. You know it. It happens, but shift is created. You know, think about that. We've all heard that. You know, when it happens, yes, life happens. But shift is something that can be created powerfully, profoundly, and be used in your favor, my dear. So the reason why I'm talking about shift today is because of the fact that this word continues to come up in my coaching. Like the last few weeks, it has come up so many times. And finally, after meeting with a client yesterday, I'm like, I have got to talk about this because there's something very powerful about this word shift. Yes, and what's the difference between the shit hitting the fan and shift being created? It's like a reset. And the difference is that little F word right in the middle, the F word right in the middle. I want to talk about that because as it's come up with my clients, in one particular incident, there was a situation where, you know, someone had lost a job. And all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, the you know what is hitting the fan. If you've ever lost your job or if you've lost anything, you know what that feels like. It's a loss and it really can sometimes feel very scary. So in this situation, she was saying how it feels obviously very scary for her, but also she said it's as if things are beginning to shift because even in this moment of this happening, she's feeling hopeful. She's feeling like there's possibility for something that she didn't see before. And a lot of that is because of the coaching that we've done. I mean, she's finally seeing things from a little bit different perspective. She's seeing it from a different set of eyes, or as I like to say, truth on the other side, you know, on the other side of the world. Like I've said, if it can't be interpreted at least two different ways, probably not true. So whatever it is, if we can look at it from all sides, we can go, wow, there might be some possibility here. So she was beginning to feel the momentum that shift was beginning to create in her life. Because when you know what hits the fan, you have a choice. You can shift or you can be piled up in a whole lot of crap in your life. So yesterday I met with a client and we started talking about that. This person was going down a road that wasn't really working, not working at all. And he's making some decisions now that are shifting. And I looked right at him and I said, look, this is the deal. All you got to do is shift lanes, but that's going to take a decision. It's going to take a commitment. It's going to take a creative energy to shift and to get in the lane that you choose to be in. So this whole idea of life happening to us is kind of like, yeah, the S hitting the fan. Life happens to us, but the shift is a whole different deal. Shift is something that we can create. So I want you to think about that today. Where in your life is the S hitting the fan? And would you like to create a shift that gets you in your own lane that allows you to go beyond the shit? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. So today I'm going to give you four F words. Trust me, this is still a clean podcast, clean language here. F, the first F is this, feel. I want you to think about feeling right where you are right now. Feeling whatever it is that's coming at you. I have told you this so many times. Seriously, whether you're new to the podcast or not, you're going to hear this from me a lot, is we must feel it to heal it. So when the S is hitting the fan, allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to feel it fully. But then at that point, you have to decide, okay, now I've felt it. Is it possible for you to feel something else? Feel something else, whatever that is for you. Can you commit today to allowing yourself to fully feel what you're in, but then begin to open up your heart to feel something else? And then, of course, we have F, find. I want you to think about that. It's all about finding and discovering In that moment, whatever it is, the S is hitting the fan, what could you find right now? What lesson could you find? What could you discover in the midst of all this crap that's going on? What could you find that you could say, you know what? It's an opportunity for you to see something differently than you did before. It's an opportunity for you to create something different. So think about that. Find. This is an opportunity to discover. This is an exploration process. Truly, when you're looking at creating shift, it's about an exploration process. And I know that that might seem scary to you. It might feel like, oh my goodness, we're going into the unknown. But then I say, oh my goodness, we're going into the unknown with some incredible knowns. The knowns are the desires of your heart. You know that. It's in you, whether you know it consciously or not. If you could put your mind and heart on finding and exploring and beginning the adventure of creating the shift. So literally now, you're no longer going down a road unconscious, completely on default, but instead you're making a shift now. You're starting to create what you desire to create. Imagine what that would look like and what that would feel like. And then think about this, focus. Absolutely put your focus on whatever it is that you have found. Whatever it is that you have felt in the past, you've felt it now, you've moved into discovering and exploring a new way to feel. And now you begin to focus. Focus on the shift that you desire to create. Seriously. Years ago, I redefined focus as this. Fearlessly observing creates unlimited success. Think about that. Fearlessly observing creates unlimited success. Yes, you must focus and you must observe in order to find, in order to discover, in order to explore what it is that's there for you. But when you begin to fearlessly observe and you begin to actually fear less and you begin to put your focus completely and wholeheartedly, totally on what you desire, my dear, you will be unstoppable and you will create unlimited success with your focus and with your shift. Of course, we've talked about success. What is that for you? You have to define that for yourself because it's individual to your specific desires of your heart. I really believe that success is you creating the desires of your heart. And to be able to fully engage with a life that you love, a life's work that you love, doing the life's work that you were created by God to do, and being who you are. And when we are fully who we are, fully engaged in who we are at the true core level, all of the rest is simply an expression of that, profoundly an expression of that. And then that brings me to this, fun. Think about fun. Imagine if you could take the S that's hitting the fan right now and you could redefine it and you could start seeing it from a different perspective. You could start feeling it differently. Then you could start finding some things in that that would be so powerful. And you could fearlessly observe and begin to create unlimited success with your life. How fun would that be? All of a sudden, the S hitting the fan is like, hey, that's just fun redefined. This is an opportunity for you today, my dear. I know in my darkest hours, if someone would have said, hey, you know what? Something magnificent could come from this, and actually something fun, a life that you have fun living. If they would have said that to me, I would have said, there's no way possible because I was so caught up in the way I was feeling and I needed to feel that for a moment. But then as you begin to stand up and you begin to step up and into the true desires of your heart, that feeling will allow healing. And as you begin to heal and you begin to get your hopes up again, you can start creating a whole lot of incredible shift in your life. And everything can get redefined. Everything can get recreated. And think about that word recreated. That's like recreation. Imagine a life that was like fun, recreation, enjoyable. Imagine what that would look and feel like in your life. So remember, the four F's, the four F words right in the middle of the you know what that you're in. The S hitting the fan, no problem. The only difference is the F. Start adding some F words in there and watch what happens. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where would you like to see some shift happen in your life? And remember, shift doesn't simply happen, but shift is created. What are you willing to do today to begin the shift process? Feel, find, focus, and fun, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. I appreciate you. I am so grateful for you. And I would love to hear from you. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. Leave a comment. And also, there are a ton of free resources over there for you. And I would love to share those with you so you can not only sip on your life, but you can begin to shift on your life. I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.